Okay, today we're going to learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, and we're going to finish Bezos Hashem the first parak of Maseches Shavuos. So Mishnah Zayin is going to pick up where the last Mishnah left off, where we learned about Eser Netios, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai called Eser Netios. Eser Netios is that if you have 10 young trees planted in a Beis Sa'ah, so you're allowed to plow the entire Beis Sa'ah throughout the entire sixth year, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, the Shemitah year. So says the Mishnah, HaNetios V'Deluim, start from the Toch Besa. If you have some saplings and some duluim, which are some type of gourds, that also counts as a sapling. So they can combine with each other to make up the shear of 10 saplings. So even though you don't have 10 saplings, but you have 7 saplings and 3 gourds, that's good enough. That counts together. But the saplings, the Bartanur points out, B'dalas Yivan is Davka Kairi Masnison. First of all, it's a Greek sapling. She gadol because that's as big as a tree, but normal gourds are not big enough to count. Another very important qualification, you need more saplings than you have deluim. You don't need a super majority, you just need a majority, that there are 6 saplings and 4 deluim. Then it's mitzarif to 10, and you could plow the entire field for the sake of those saplings. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even if it's all 10 are made of gourds, all 10 are the Greek gourds in a Besa, and there are no Netios, Choshen Kol Besa Ad Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be allowed to plow that entire field all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. So, and the Bartanur points out, Halacha Kur Rosh Hashanah. So whereas the Tanakhama held that there's a Tziruf, you can be Mitzarif saplings with Duluim, but the way the Bartanur explained, you need a majority of it to be saplings in order to count it as a tree field that you're allowed to plow up until the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Rishon Gamliel says, no, gourds are just as good as trees, and therefore if you have 10 gourds, it's just as good as having 10 trees, and you're allowed to plow the entire area up until the Shemitah year. Now that brings us to the last Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Shavuos. So the first two Mishnahs talked about sapling, which are different than regular trees. So, or the last two Mishnahs, I should say. So the Mishnah now defines what is a netiyah, what is a sapling. Ad emasai nikru netios. How long does it have that status of a sapling before it becomes a regular tree? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says ad sheyachalu, until the fruit becomes chulin, meaning it loses the status of netaravai. Meaning the halacha is that in the first 3 years that a tree grows, you're not allowed to get hana from it. That's called arla. So arla is aser bahana. Arla means, of course, two different things in the Hebrew language. Arla also means a foreskin. When it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, you cut off the Arla. And throughout Navi, we have Arlas Levavchem. That's a metaphor that it's like a barrier on our hearts. But over here, Arla means fruits that grow in the first 3 years after a tree is planted, to the extent that it grows any fruits. Many trees do not grow any fruits in the first 3 years, but to the extent that it grows any fruits, fruits that grow in the first 3 years are Aser Bahana'a. Fruits that grow. I once saw a wine bottle. Someone sent me a picture of a wine bottle, and it said on the bottle, Lilo Chashash Tevel Orla or Shavuos, and the translation, it said in the English translation on the bottle, without any concern of untithed produce or foreskins. I think that was a mistranslation. Probably they meant to say, I mean, I assume there are no foreskins in the wine either, but probably what it meant to say is that it didn't have any grapes that grew in the first 3 years. Anyway, in the fourth year from when a tree is planted, it has a din of Maaser Sheni. You have to eat it, only the owner is allowed to eat it, but only in Yerushalayim, and if you don't eat it in Yerushalayim, you have to exchange it for money and bring the money into Yerushalayim after the fourth year is over. So then it goes back to just being regular chulin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says a tree is still considered a netiya until its fruits have no special halacha, until past the netaravai year. So once you redeem the fruits of the fourth year, then it's not a netiya anymore. If you didn't yet redeem the fruit of the fourth year, then it's still considered to be a netiya. So it's not really about the age, it's also about the behavior of the bailim. Did you do the pidyon of the of those peiros. So anyway, so again, ad masai ad im masai nikru netios, until when is it called netios? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yomer ad sheyecholu, until you've seen to it that whatever grows further is only going to be chul and it's not going to be neta ravai. Rabbi Yeshua omer bas sheva shanim. Rabbi Yeshua says no, for 7 years of the tree it's still called netios. Rabbi Akiva omer netio kishma, that it's only just for 1 year. Netio kishma, that's what the Bartanura says, bas shnasa kruya netio. Only in that first year it's called a netio vesulo. Pirush acher kishma, that kishma means kolzman shebnei adam korin la netio vein korin la ilan, that it all depends on what people call it. As long as people look at it and say, oh, that's a netio, that's a sapling, then it's still a sapling. And says the Bartanura, v'alacha k'Rabbi Akiva, we follow Rabbi Akiva, that it's netio kishma, says the Mishnah further now. What if a tree was chopped down and then it grew back? Ilan shenigmam. If you have a tree that was chopped down and vahotzi chalifin, and now branches started growing up again from it, mitefach ulamata kinetia. If the top of the stump is less than a tefach above the ground, then whatever's growing is considered a brand new tree. It's a new sapling, but because the stump is ki'ilu, it didn't exist. It was within a tefach of the ground. So that's a netia as far as these halachos of netios. Mitefach lemaila ki'ilan. But if the stump was never chopped down to within a tefach of the ground, then whatever grows after that is still considered a continuation of the previously mature tree that was there, and it has a din of an ilan, not a din of a netia. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that you could be mitzarif netios and deluim for the din of eser netios. Tanakame held as long as the majority are netios, and Rabbi Gamliel said, nah, it doesn't matter. Even if they're all deluim, that still makes that still has the status of netios. And in Mishnah Ches we learned till what age is a tree still considered to be netios. So we have three opinions. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said until after neta ravai. Rabbi Yeshua said 7 years, and Rabbi Akiva said just the way the Bartanur understood in his first explanation, 1 year. And if you have a tree that was chopped down and then started to regrow, so it all depends how does that have a din of a netio or a fully mature tree. Again, with the nafkamina being that the Eser Netios will allow you to plow the entire field all the way up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, whereas mature trees will only allow you to, three mature trees that grow a lot of fruits will only allow you to plow the field until Shavuos of the year before Shemitah. So we said that whether it has a din of a netiyah or it has a din of a mature tree will depend on whether the stump was within a tefach of the ground or was more than a tefach off of the ground. That was Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with the second parak of Maseches Shavuos.